I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm going to bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
All right.
Horchata Express.
What'd you call me?
Yeah, that. You heard me.
Uh-huh.
Des, what's up?
Come at me again, brah.
Yeah, well.
I turned down my microphone sensitivity, but I think it's still back up because it now the peaks are louder.
Oh, then go to your settings right now and
I'll
just
go
turn
right
it
now.
Down manually. Don't talk, though, because then it's going to go up again.
Don't talk?
Like, yeah, because it auto-detects
Okay. The
vocalizations.
Okay, I'm going to turn it down. Don't talk.
Shush.
Yeah, okay, I turned it down. Oh, that okay. Is different. That's
yeah,
better.
Yeah, the bumps should be better. Hopefully
yeah, the
they're
bumps
less,
aren't so bumpy anymore.
They're less spiky.
Yeah, it's less like STD. Oh, no, they're going back. Oh, no. They got big again.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
Is that thing auto-calibrating? Is that just what it does?
What a mess.
Whatever. Yeah,
That's okay.
Fascinating.
It is fascinating. It certainly is. No, maybe it is better. Maybe I'm just loud. Huh. Haven't heard that
probably.
Before. I have.
Yeah, so what the hell? What's up? What's going down?
Oh my gosh, Easter.
What's up that's going down?
Easter was so fun here. Did you have a good Easter, Jason? Did mom and dad hide eggs for you?
As I understand it, he is risen, and I believe Michael Jackson is who they're talking about, the King of Pop. I was very excited. I had seen it posted many places, and I was expecting some sort of concert, at least a holographic concert, but no.
No!
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 Well, mom and dad probably should have had like little Easter eggs filled with marijuana.
Oh, I would have definitely gone for that. Actually, there were some friends that it was soups adorbs back in Seattle, like probably four or so years ago. Some friends actually hosted an adult Easter egg hunt that was exactly that. Like, I don't know how much money they spent. It must have been a few hundred dollars because there were a couple ounces of weed in those eggs and like other things. It was awesome.
Like condoms or?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, sure. Couldn't hurt.
Everybody be safe on Easter.
So the eggs were just wrapped in condoms. They were just in condoms.
Hey, that's just to keep them waterproof in case it rained. It is Seattle.
And then when they ran out of eggs, they just started putting drugs in condoms and hiding them throughout the neighborhood. So.
And that's how you get flavored marijuana.
Yeah, that's how that's
strawberry
made.
Strawberry condoms.
Yeah, they got some sun condom marijuana tea. No, but that was a great year, and I came away with a good handful of free drugs, and those are some good. Those are the kind of friends you want—the ones who give you drugs.
Good people,
not the ones who ask you to like help them move a lot, or need you to pick them up something from the store because they're sick and they don't have any other friends or anything. You want the friends who hand you drugs
in colorful eggs. Honeys.
Yep. I mean, they don't have to hand you eggs.
If Jesus got high, then so can
yeah.
we.
Yeah. That's how drugs work. Great.
Oh
they work
God.
Good. That's why drugs are still around.
You still have candy.
That's right. And you've got those eggs if you just get confused and tenacious enough.
Tenacious.
If it's just like, I want those eggs. I'm going to eat them.
Tenacious.
It's hurting my mouth, but I'm determined.
Ouch, I got a little plastic in my gums.
Yep.
Don't eat those eggs.
Yeah, so I'll do that when I have established myself as having a place.
Any
a
sort of income, really.
Yeah, any
sort
of income.
Regular.
I would like to host an underground Easter egg hunt. So like subterranean. I'll let people into my caves and my tunnel system. I'm like, go find some eggs.
Now
and
you then guys are the bunnies.
Then a couple places, there's trap doors, and I Shanghai a couple people every year. It's like, I don't know where Jerry went. He must have just drove home early. His car's right there. No, it's not.
And then it slowly goes to your underground garage.
Yeah, you just see it like lower down on an elevator, just disappear. It's like, see, there's no car there.
Well,
Jerry gone.
You're making Easter big, and I like that.
Yeah, big up. I feel like the story, you know, it's just not, no offense, like, I'm sure Jesus came back to life and, like, broke a stone in half with his dick and then leapt out of a cave and started just machine gunning down evil. I'm sure that happened. I'm confident that's real.
I don't think that's the story. But if that's what you think happened. It is, I honestly don't
something
want to change
tantamount
it.
To that. I don't know. Something grandiose.
Not even sure.
Machine gunning dicks at evil. I think I'm pretty close. My point is that, you know, that's a great story. Doesn't have to have anything to do with Easter and eggs. That's another story. So I don't know where we put Jesus coming back to life, but he certainly didn't come from no egg.
I have
which came first, the Jesus or the egg? Am I? Well, I say, who says either of them came at all? I mean, you know, that doesn't always happen.
Not guaranteed.
That's my answer to that non-question.
Okay, I have some real Easter stories, though. Two really funny ones. Okay, so.
Okay.
It starts sad, though. I have a sad and then two funnies.
Good.
Okay. Well, Aunt and I, we kind of, we didn't have a lot of time to get Easter ready, so we had quote-unquote date night, which we did still go on a date, but we also had to go get last-minute Easter supplies with all the other parents. It was like, it was very reassuring to see other parents there scrambling to get the last minute.
What, you mean it's reassuring to see a bunch of deadbeat parents like yourselves at the store? You find that reassuring?
You're
a monster.
I am. Well.
You're just there gathering plastic eggs and supplies the day before. How dare you?
I already have the eggs.
It's child abuse.
We did have to. And it was funny because Wyatt, obviously, he knows. And he goes, hey, Dad, if you see the Easter bunny while you're out, will you let him know we'd prefer more fruit stuff than chocolate?
Wink.
like, wait a second. If you run into him. Okay, so anyway, we picked out all the goodies. And we made sure we had a really nice balance. Not too much. I think we did really well. And I was saving all my extra change for like the past couple months so we'd have change and we wouldn't have to put in those little paper vouchers like Mom and Dad did, like we'll owe you, you know.
Well, that's just, I guess, but
still cute,
that's so you don't know what's
like
in there
paper. Yeah, and it was like in Mom or Dad's handwriting. I don't know how we didn't find out sooner.
Not sure.
Anyway, the little vouchers for the money, I thought that was pretty clever because a couple years we weren't ready, so we had to use the vouchers. Well, anyway, so we got all the candy and we're waiting until it's late to pack all of them. And it's like midnight, but it starts raining and we've got some windows open so we can hear the rain. And it smells amazing. Like, I just love the smell of rain outside. Kinsley comes downstairs midnight. She's like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, okay. She goes, wait, is the Easter bunny not real? I'm like, oh my God. Like, it was literally happening.
So. She's just in the bathroom shitting.
We're just
taking
filling
over
in
for
a
right
second.
Now. Yeah, just for a
second. Yeah,
sec.
If like, I we had thought just about that, I could. That's what I could have said. So anyway, we had to go.
We were just hanging and chillaxing.
So we went to my room, and I had to kind of break it to her, and it was tough because she's like, "I wish I didn't know." I'm like, I'm sorry. Like,
great.
She
dreams shattered. This is why you don't tell children lies.
Oh well. Now.
Well, I don't know. It's like your pets.
Now.
Eventually, they have to die, you know, along with your children's dreams.
Dead.
Well, put them in the pet cemetery. Dreams, baby dreams. Dead pets, spooky pets, coming back to life right over here. We got them separated. Don't make a mess of my cemetery now, y'all. I like things orderly.
Well, certainly so.
Okay.
Okay, so Kinsley found out, and it was all sad.
That's
and I was
terrifying.
Like, and Anthony's like, that really sucks because, like, just a week ago, she pulled out her first tooth by herself and wrote the Tooth Fairy a note. And then the Tooth Fairy wrote her a note back, and she was so happy about it. Like, oh my gosh, I'm in communication with the Tooth Fairy, you know? And he's like,
oh,
I don't want her to figure it out.
She's
so
going to pull that thread.
Yeah. But it's just like, oh, it's so. And then you had to tell her, like, you can't tell Roscoe. You have to keep the magic alive. Like, you know how sad it is that
you know
found out. And she, just the magic. And she's like, it's going to be so hard not to tell Roscoe. I'm like, Kinsley Morgan. She's like, what's
you
so
gotta
hard?
You got to get out ahead of it. Think like John Grisham, some shit like that. You just turn it like, just like get a sparkly star wand and like a piece of a tutu and like ripped off and then, you know, a little bloodied and throw that on the floor and be like, oh my God, some sort of crime has been committed involving the Tooth Fairy. Now we need to investigate the abduction of the Tooth Fairy and see and possible, you know, sex slave ring.
Oh,
we need to really look into this. Yeah, well, you know, I'm just spitballing.
I'm not really comfortable with that one.
You redirect it somewhere where now she's not even thinking about, you know, teeth. Now she's thinking about solving crimes.
I won't do that. Anyway.
Well, whatever. So. maybe this is why I'm not an adult parent.
Of childbearing age.
Also, yeah, probably didn't get anybody pregnant. That might also be more of the reason why. Yeah.
Nice. Ugh, sorry, yeah. I dropped my chocolate-covered espresso bean. I'm back. Okay.
Oh, shit. Ah. Gotta get that bean.
Ah, where have I
Go
been?
Get that bean.
You get that bean. Well, So she knows now. And she's like, well, can I help fill the eggs? I'm like, no, you still have to, like, enjoy the hunt and everything. Okay, so.
You know what you should do is color code them one year. Just put little colors, papers, and then tell people, and then, or like jewels, and the jewels are different rarities. And then they don't know what the jewels mean until the end when you reveal, these jewels mean this.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And these jewels mean this.
You shouldn't have your own kids, but you should come up with fun ideas for other people. Okay,
I could do that.
It was cute because later she's like, Mom, why this year did we have, like, real money instead of, you know, paper, like, vouchers, like, paper money? And I go, because Easter Bunny got paid.
Shit, dog.
Easter Bunny's so loaded.
Riding on Easy Street. Uh-huh. What up?
Flaunting it.
Most definitely.
Okay, so it was really cute, though, because a couple weeks ago we were at... I was dropping some stuff off. I was dropping some stuff off at Goodwill. And so we went in to see... Oh, she had to find brown pants, brown leggings for her music performance because she's supposed to be a macadamia nut. So we went in, dropped some stuff off, found some little, like, brown leggings because she doesn't want brown leggings, but she had to have them. So we spent, like, 49 cents on a pair of leggings. But she found this little pink basket. It was little. Like, I'm talking, like, 2.5-inch diameter total. And it had little fluffy feathers on the handle. And so she brought that out when we brought her east, when we went to go get ready to hunt on Sunday. I said, Kinsley, why do you have your like Easter basket plus that? She goes, oh, this is for the golden egg. I'm like, whoa, confidence. Because she's gotten it 2 years in a row. We do 2 golden eggs so that the big boys get to have one and then the babies get to fight about it.
Good.
Two areas of sadness, potentially. And it's just really great because I remember personally getting them most of the time and I loved winning and you being sad. But those bygones. So
I like how most of my childhood is like people telling me I was crying and sad and complaining. Like, I don't remember any of it. And maybe this is why. Maybe this is where my memory went. Like, instead of having it like developing another personality or anything, like this is like repressed. It's all going to come back when I'm 50 and I'm just going to be like, all the tickling.
You're
oh my
be
God.
Like the most depressed person when it all comes back.
Yeah, I'll be successful and then I'll hit 50 and it'll all come crashing down on my mind.
Kind of like a repressed allergy. Like, now all of a sudden you're like, no, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Remembering everything. Well, that's pretty funny. Yeah, no, I was way cooler.
Yeah, you still are. I mean.
And it was cute because I was really, really tired. I had done like really hard workouts. I'd gone to the gym. I'd like pushed myself through the evening. I still had a lot of fun, but I was exhausted. Like in the sun for 2 of Wyatt's games. And I was ready to go to bed. So Anthony woke up early and made sure to hide all the eggs that we'd filled the night before. And then he went and got biscuits and gravy. And then he got 2 $5 bills for each of the golden eggs, like $1 $5 in each. And it was cute because he said, hey, why don't you go put on my jacket and go outside? And I was like, oh, he saved the golden eggs for me so I could hide them. I thought that was pretty adorable. And then I went outside and I hid some that needed to be hid better. So I mean, I do what I can. And he goes, and I told him and he goes, I figure you'd do that. I'm like, he knows I'm so, oh my gosh, he just knows me. Anyway. So I hid the golden eggs. Well, one of them was under the grill because you have to kind of like lift the grill cover and it's right there on the bottom. So all you had to do was lift and you would see it. Well, Roscoe found that one and he loses his mind in excitement. He's like, yeah! Runs across the yard straight and he sees Harriet, squats down and is like, ah! Like rebel yell at Harriet. She sprints away like, the fuck is this? And it's like, no thanks. And Roscoe's just like, oh, oh, yes, oh. Like, his intensity level and excitement of finding the golden egg was worth every ounce. Kinsley's like, that's not there. You know, like, she's holding this little basket, and it's so sad when she walks inside. This empty little basket that was just golden egg.
Lesson learned.
I know. It was so funny. I'm like, that's the saddest little basket.
She just came out like, she's going, I'm the champ. I'm going to get it. I'm the champ. There's the basket and everything, and now she's just this head slumped.
Yeah, she totally Ronda Rousey'd all over that one.
Oh, and then that's hilarious.
Too soon. Well, then the boys, this even got better. So Wyatt thought, okay, so usually we have like two squares, two sections of the yard. So it's usually Kinsley and Roscoe go on this side, and Wyatt never go on this side because it's fully fenced, you know, two kind of separate squares. Well, Roscoe's like, I don't want to go back there. I want to go on the other one. And then Kinsley's like, I want to stay. And then Everett's like, well, I want to try a new one. And Wyatt's like, I want to stay. So I'm like, fine. Roscoe, you go with Wyatt on that side. Everett, you go with Kinsley on this side. And Anthony's like, that's funny. We put the oldest and the biggest and the fastest with the little. I'm like, that, it'll still end up being even. Like, once your basket's full, you stop, right? And so, and then who, if the two littles find their egg, they can't look for the boy's egg because they don't want to give it away. And so we did it. And I said, once your baskets are full, then you guys can go swap. You can go on either square. It doesn't matter. Well, Wyatt, he thought it would be funny to be like, oh, I found the golden egg. And Everett would like super stress out like, what? And then he'd be like, just kidding. And so he kept doing it. Like, he even climbed on the ladder that we had out, looked in the gutter, and was like, I found it. And Everett's like, what? And he's like, nah, just kidding. Like, he did it like three times. And every time Everett's like, no way. And then he'd be like, don't do that.
I think right? It's what's funny slash someone needs to poke Everett and be like, you know, you can do that back, right?
Oh, gosh. Everett was just so focused. You're right. Like, there's a picture that I posted on Facebook where his hands are, like, stiff. Like, you can tell this kid is focused. Like, he's just like, gotta find the egg, gotta find the egg, gotta find the egg. Right? Okay, so yeah. You know how, you know them very well. So, quintessentially, you know how Everett does, like, all the work and Wyatt would just happily take the glory, right? And so, Wyatt's very supervisory. Everett's very hands down, do the work, work hard always, right?
Yeah.
And Wyatt's like, ah, little effort, still take the glory. Done. It was pretty funny because what I did with the egg was you have to squat walk underneath the trampoline in the middle. And then there was like this little log that was already there. So I kind of like half wedged it in and then covered it with leaves to where if the sun shone just right, it would be like, you know, like on gold, like pirate's booty, like shing, you could see it.
Sparkle, sparkle.
Sparkle, sparkle. So Everett walks under there. He crawls right over it. And it had rained the night before, so his pants are wet and, like, soaked. And he's like, oh, my pants are wet, and I didn't even find the golden egg. I mean, they cannot find it.
Shun-dun.
Shun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And then Roscoe starts to crawl under there, and I'm like, hey, guys, you guys can't look for it. And so he's like, okay, because he almost found it. Then Everett goes under there again. He's frustrated that he can't find it. He's frustrated that Wyatt is, like, not helping, and he keeps tricking him. So he picks up the log and launches it into Wyatt's step. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's got to be, like, right under him, right? Because he throws it at Wyatt, the log that had the egg. And then all of a sudden, Everett sees it, starts scrambling because he doesn't want to say anything. Wyatt walks by, looks down, and goes, I found the golden egg! And runs. After Everett did all the work, Wyatt the whole time just has a baseball bat and is kind of like hitting weeds, like not doing any work. And Wyatt runs.
So wait, how did Everett not have first access to it? Like, how did Wyatt?
Because when he threw the log at Wyatt, the egg went with the log from underneath the trampoline right into Wyatt's step.
Oh.
Anthony was on the other side, and wow. I'm laughing so hard I'm losing my mind. Anthony's like, did you get that on video? Because he didn't even see it, and he only heard it, and he was laughing so
did
hard.
You get it on video?
Oh my god, I was taking pictures. But anyway, so
lame.
I know, lame. Well, it was so funny because Everett is like, that's not fair. And, like, literally walks over to me, bumps into me while I'm laughing, and is like, Mom, don't laugh. You know, like, and then he collapses on the ground on his back, and real tears are coming out of his eyes. Like, he's like, there. And I go, it's fine. It's kind of, you both did it. So why don't you guys split it? And he's just like, And Kinsley and Roscoe feel bad. So they're over there putting, like, here, you can have one of my eggs. And, like, laying it on his stomach, you know? Like, just, like you could literally...
No, you should have taken a photo. I hope you got a photo of that, like, Easter 2017. And it's just, like...
I did.
Everett crying, covered in eggs.
No, and then Wyatt goes, fine, Everett, you can have it. And goes and, like, tucks it in his pants. And Everett's still crying, doesn't even realize the golden egg is now in his pants.
Is in his pants.
Yeah, it's not...
Right where you want it.
Not under his underwear. Just, like, tucked it in his pants. And so he's still fussing about it. And I'm like, are you serious? So finally he gets up after realizing why. It's like, forget about it. This isn't worth it. Gives it to him. And then Roscoe and Kinsey over there trying to make him feel better. And when I sent the picture to Aurora, she said it looked like someone who was, like, laying, like, flowers on a grave, like a public grave, like on the street, you know? It's just like,
okay, you gotta send this picture over.
Oh, it's hilarious. I'll send it to you now. And then, as he stands up and is walking away, I go, Everett, come here. I need to get a picture. He's like, Mom, no, you're mean. And I'm like, no, this is hilarious. You just don't know.
Yeah, you don't know how funny this is. Yeah, this is better.
Is this way better? And I take a picture, and the look that he gives me, it's just pure hatred. I'm sending him to you now. Nice. That's so funny. It was hilarious. And finally, when we get inside, they've been looking at this new airsoft stuff that they want. They want to add to their airsoft collection and go to, like, this
thing
called Center Mass in Kansas City, where you can, like, go and shoot airsoft and all that. So anyway, in the middle of it all, one, Wyatt was really sweet and was like, fine, just take it. Excuse me. And then they're inside opening their eggs. And Everett takes it out, sets it in the middle of him and Wyatt on the table and says, here, it can go to our airsoft money. And I'm just like, oh, after all that, it was hilarious. So anyway, I sent it to you. It's on your phone.
Oh, I just got it.
Oh, it's dead. It's the best.
Oh, man.
So yeah, I was like, wow. Oh, that's...
It's perfect because you see the procession and you see Roscoe adorning the corpse of his fallen brother with the egg. And then Kinsley's waiting patiently for her turn to show her respects. And then, yeah, the next photo is just, yeah, this is most angry face. It looks like he just got, like, punched in the face since his bike got taken or something. Yeah, he's like,
no.
Who's my bike? That's awesome.
Oh, it's so.
Save these pictures. These are great.
Oh, they're so funny. And Roscoe's, I'll show you his, I'm going to send you the picture of his absolute joy. He lost his mind. And then they're inside sorting all their money, and the boys are like, I got money. I got more money. And Kenzie's like, they got more money than me. It's not fair. I'm just like, oh my goodness, Kinsley Morgan, your bucket is overflowing, literally. Your bucket runneth overeth. And she's over here complaining about how they got more money. I'm like, oh my God, I can't stand this. You ungrateful. And then Anthony's over here holding his mug and sipping it. And he's like, first world problems. Like, he's just like, oh my goodness. So yeah, I'm raising brats.
Yeah, well.
End of story.
Yeah,
it was a really fun Easter. We had fun. We went and had dinner together later, and Roscoe was hilarious, and we got to watch some of the playoff basketball game while we were there, and so it was really fun. But those kids, I swear, they crack me up.
Roscoe
spilled an entire Sprite all over him, and he's like, I just need more napkins. And we're like, dude, you're not going to get it off of you. He's like, I need napkins. And we're like, whatever.
So is this photo of Roscoe after he found the egg?
Yep. Like, pure joy, and obviously I need yard crashers because I look like white trash.
Yeah, that's the only time that's true. That's a nice fence.
Then, like, the concrete behind it.
Yeah, it's great,
like,
concrete and fencing, and all of it's very,
like,
classy.
In the window, it almost looks like there's, like, a crazy person, like, but it's actually just some recycled bags for recycling.
That's actually just some trash.
Yeah.
But it looks like a crazy person, but it's actually crazy people with trash.
Yep, you got it. You guessed it.
Yep.
So we did have a fun Easter. That was pretty hilarious.
Much more eventful.
But I did emphasize to Kinsey, like, the reason for Easter. I'm sorry that she, like, doesn't get to be like, and then I'm sure the next one, I'm glad that it hasn't hit her yet, but I'm sure she'd be like, wait a minute. And I'm like, nope, not about Santa. So it's funny. There's all these lessons to be learned, but as long as we got to eat candy, I stole Gobstoppers when they're not looking. Easter is just like the more pastel Halloween, you know? They get a bunch of candy, you walk by and steal it.
Well, it's turning into the pastel Christmas too. Speaking of which, earlier, because the I heard like there's a lot of present openings now for Easter.
That's dumb. I'm not doing that. They get a few things. That's it. They get a few things in their Easter basket.
No, my baby, no more than 5 presents each.
That
for me.
Is it. Mm. No, I got them like bigger stuff that won't fit an egg, like a box of Sour Patch Kids or something.
Oh, okay. So more diabetes.
Diabetes.
Box of diabetes.
You're dead. You died. Yeah,
you died of beaties. You were beaties to death.
No, the bruises.
Yeah.
From the injection.
It's beatus, beatus. Don't you get the beatus, beatus.
Show me this funky.
You could get cancer or diabetes.
Beatus, beatus.
Yeah. I like that. Reimagine.
That is nice.
It's Sad Al Yankovic.
He's yanked what?
He's got like his hair is much wetter and it hangs very sad.
It's like it's thinning at the top but kind of gray too.
Yeah, less Jerry curl.
Mm-mm, more wave, like a creepy wave, thinning.
Yeah, he's got a nice tear shield.
I think we have someone here in Baldwin that looks like that.
Sure. Well,
he was walking by the other day. He didn't want to make eye contact. There was like a poorer-ish looking person. I don't know. I don't want to be judgy, but I will. And he walked by and he like wouldn't make eye contact. And I'm like, do I want to try to make eye contact and be like, hey, buddy, someone cares? Or do I not want to? Because then he's like, ha, I made eye contact. I'm going to go rub them. Yeah. So I just kept talking to my kid, pretended he didn't exist.
Yeah. Most of the time I try to pretend most people don't exist because I assume that's what they're doing.
I think you're wildly successful at that.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. It helps to stay inside.
Don't feel the love.
I don't know what everyone's raving about the outdoors. All it's like, I don't know, it's just like the inside, but bigger, windier.
There is more wind, especially in Kansas. We have a lot of wind. And now I have a convertible in Kansas. It's like my hair is like ultimate levels of tangled. That's a lot. You wouldn't know, but I do.
I have some hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the back. Do you ever wrap? Do you have to brush it or comb it?
Oh, yeah, I comb it all the time. It gets harder and harder the longer that it gets.
We saw pictures the other day. I was cleaning out the garage and I found some old memory cards and I obviously immediately was like, yes, let's go look at pictures. And we found pictures of when Kinsley was born and you came over to visit and they're like, that's Uncle Jason? I'm like, I know, right?
What the hell did I look like?
I'll see if I can find it. I don't know if it was on my last import or not. You had way shorter hair. I think you looked happy and that scared them.
Ah, weird.
Like, yeah, I try not to do that. Why is he smiling? So much fear.
Yeah, I don't blame him. You know, emotions are frightening, and so everybody just knock it off.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'll find it. But yeah, you're like thumbs up, like, hey, it's a baby.
Oh, look at this.
Look at this little baby. Yeah, I don't know. It was funny, though, because they're like, huh? I didn't know they'd be so confused by your happiness, but it was fine. It was fine.
Well, that's alarming.
Maybe it's just because you had more
hair. I'm going to do nothing
to
correct it.
Absolutely nothing. I wouldn't expect it of you.
No, these are the results I was looking for. This is actually good.
This is probably fine. It's fine.
This is good.
I'll find it eventually. Who cares?
Yeah.
So you're clearing out the other building. You're obviously a busy gal.
Yeah.
Super busy gal.
I am one busy lady.
Just moving and shaking. Has mom seen it? Because I'm scared of her reaction when she sees it. Because
I don't know.
Her fear
she's seen,
will be what's missing.
She has to be seeing some of it. And I know she's been through the area where we're doing the sorting next door. Because there was a back and forth where she actually went through the trash.
Yep. He told me about it.
That we threw out and picked things out. And then I knew that what all this was. And then she made it. I didn't say anything. I just threw everything right back away. I don't know if she knows that. But
good thing she doesn't listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Good thing we don't have
that,
supportive
so.
Parents. They would find out so much if they just only listened.
If only you would listen. No. So that stuff went right back in the trash because it was trash. Because
she said it wasn't. She said it had value.
Yeah, and when she texted me that, I didn't disagree. But compare, like, if you put time into it and if you find someone to buy it, and if there's like a thousand ifs that she doesn't mm-hmm. think about. And
I told her that. I was like, Mom, I totally agree with her without disagreeing, but I did say it's the value placed on it, the projected potential value weighed against the time and the effort that you won't get back and the value in that. And she's like, oh, I guess that's true. So I don't know what actually is going on in her head, but she did listen to me and not argue with me that time.
Yeah, between you and me, I think we set her straight, because I had a text chat with her, and it was mostly about, just keeping things in perspective that, it's not like, we're going to throw away some money, like, theoretically, especially with the thing she was, because what she didn't mention was, like, she picked out a bunch of more than half-used bottles of liquid toiletries, like suntan lotion, and
that stuff expires anyway.
And I buy and are you going to use it? No, okay. No one else is going to buy it. No one else is going to pick up and inherit this gross bottle of mystery. Like,
you don't. It's hard. It goes against her psyche.
So she picked all that out too. So it's like she said she picked out a bunch of like special things, and it's like, so the half used toiletries, those are special too. Like, so you're. Your divining rod's broken. We kind
Again,
of agreed on this.
Everything special, nothing special. We've said that.
This is the whole point. Like, I had to just, I pretty much had to reiterate, Mom, this is why you're not involved in this. This is why we're handling it, because you don't have the sorter. You're not capable of rationalizing these, what we have
to throw
away.
And that's fair. And I'm very proud of her, because a year or 18 months ago, there's no way this could happen. She could never disassociate or disconnect. So the fact that she's even letting it happen and then still appreciating the progress, but she's also filtering the information and the progress, like, she's actually very self-aware right now, which Mom has never been. So I told her today, I gave her props. I'm like, you were not like this like a year ago, 18 months ago. She's good. It's hard. But she's so much better. Like, you have to look at it on, like, a progress report. I'll write her up a little progress report.
I'm good with that. Thanks for reinforcing her. Because, no one's ever been allowed to do this.
Nope.
I'm just...
Never.
Like, wholesale...
Thank God you are.
clearing everything out. So, it's unprecedented and super uncomfortable for Mom, I know. And I have to just keep reminding her. It's like... And I warned her, like, I literally...
She did say you were militant about it.
I've been telling her for months. I've been laying the groundwork and slowly amping up the pressure. Like, you could,
there you are.
You could probably look at a chart, and it's just an even burn of me slowly ramping up the pressure. And each time I do, I remind her, it's like, Mom, I'll have to be an asshole. Like, I'm gonna have to be an asshole. And then, like, during the conversation I was having via text, I was like, "This is me being an asshole, Mom. See, like, I told you, I would not." I would eventually have to, like, because I'm just bulldozing. Like, what she says does not go. What I say goes at this point. Like, that's where we're at. I'm the asshole. But it's not that bad, so. We lose you. Hello?
Hi.
What's happening?
No. Hilarious.
All right, then.
Answer! Jason!
Hello?
Answer your phone!
What? I can't see that. Why? What's all this about?
I don't know. We lost our signal.
How can you hear me not answering my phone?
Oh, shoot! How are you still... I'm ending this call. Wait. I guess I could plug back in. Hold on. Should I plug?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Jeez. Hold on.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like...
Stop!
I can't hear...
Stop
can
talking!
You hear me? Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
No.
Well, then how did you answer?
No, it was...
Because I can't hear you. I can't hear anything you're saying.
I know, like,
you can't hear anything I'm saying. No, I can't hear anything you're saying.
Like, texting. Don't text me for a while. I lost my phone. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't have... I can't answer these texts. I don't have my phone. Well, then how did you text me? I told you I don't have my phone, so I can't text you.
That's...
What?
What?
That's what just happened here. I was like, answer... What? Why?
You for a while, and I was like, I'm not going to talk. I don't want to interrupt, because I liked what you were talking about.
Oh. Okay, well, it dovetailed relatively seamlessly over here to the extent that I was very confused.
Well, and I like that. Keeping you confused is okay.
Yeah, keep me on the balls of my face.
Balls.
Yeah, face.
So anyway, you were just talking about Mom being
doing better, and we're coming alongside.
I think I put a bow on it back there, and we're getting there. Like, actually, today, right after this, I have to get my shit together. Got to get it right together, and right out the door, because I got a whole bunch more sorting to do that I'm trying to get done.
That's exciting.
I've got, like, probably 20 boxes to sort.
You send me pictures of that much progress, it just, my heart is just filled with cartwheels. Like, it's not healthy, I'm sure. I'm sure that's very terrifying for the inside of my body, but I am so happy.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I take exception when Dad's all, like, doubtful and stuff, because he hasn't seen any like, other than, I guess, downstairs pretty significant progress, too, and next door.
Yeah.
So, I want people to stop questioning and stop comparing this to what we've seen before, because this is a new regime.
That's what Mom means by militant. It is a new regime.
Oh, hell yeah.
My order.
If we keep doing things my way, which is the highway.
It's the only way.
Yeah, the only way. And let's get high and go that way. Let's go that way.
That's your process. Yep.
Way.
Okay, way.
Yeah. I want to continue doing this to the rest of the building, to Mom and Dad's house.
Ooh, their house. If you could do their house and Dad would actually see that there's a light at the end of any tunnel, then he would, like, actually work on it, like, have people come out and work on the outside of the house and make it look nice again. Because right now, it's probably like, I'm not going to do that. What would it do?
Mom brought it up jokingly, so I don't, but I will totally follow through on going through and doing the house, because she was like, hey, I can just keep going. I was like, yes, I'll make a full-time job.
You're like, Mom, do not give me that option, because you cannot take that back. Once this engine is started, there's no off switch.
Oh, geez. Well, imagine if we just, like, maybe move the cars off of the driveway and just had a parking lot sale.
Yes.
Just put sort everything onto tables and shelves out there and just have a big old freaking sale and get rid of a bunch of shit and make a little money, and then
you're just talking my language right now. I am in, like, pure, like, all the synapses are firing at, like, mega levels right now. Yes. Absolutely all yes.
Mm-hmm. That. Do that. Put it on a shirt. I'll buy it.
With Mom's face going, I'm not sure still.
Yeah, yep, with just a pair of small feet turned inward on the back, just like an emblem.
But I want to, again, I still want her to go back to the bigger glasses. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, that's true. At least she grew her hair back out, and she's, like, putting it back up in buns and stuff again.
That's where nice. We feel safe, yeah.
Yeah, seriously, that short lesbian haircut, not doing it, not cutting it. I'm not down with it, Mom. I know it's super breezy and easy, but that's not the mother that I know.
It's not, and that's the haircut that says, can I please speak to your manager?
Yeah. My fries were cold.
You all forgot the ranch. Gosh, that's funny. That haircut was funny, and she did rock that for a while. And there's no way Dad was like, that's mine, when she had that.
Yeah, well, that's Dad. The Wolf of Jeff Street.
That's the best nickname.
Yeah, she just changed his sign to that. The Wolf of Jeff Street.
We need to put that on his law office.
Just like pirate it onto his John Emery sign.
Yeah. Like go around town. Yeah. And Dad will be like, what is this nonsense? He crumples it up. These kids. Oh, wait. My kids. Great. I know they're somewhere in the recesses or the front recesses of Dad's mind where he's just like, no, these are my kids.
Somewhere in the recesses or the nap times of Dad's mind.
He has to still realize, like, no, these are mine. Okay. All right.
Shit.
I'll figure out what to
tall.
Be proud of in these. I know. None of them were like, well, no, I'm allowed.
Well, you know, Dad's probably secretly jealous of my stature if he was thinking about, like, you know, his gymnastics days.
Yep.
And then I come out of his wife, and then he's like, well, shit. Damn it. That's perfect.
If I'd had that.
Yeah, well, he's probably more disappointed that I didn't take up after it, because I definitely have the shoulders and the height.
We have that old picture of him where he's getting out of one of his first cars, and he was somewhat, you know, more basic height, and then he grew like 6 inches after that. Like that, he was like a pretty, you know, reg height, and then he just like super grew.
Bonk. Got it.
Have you seen that picture? You know what I'm talking about. He had his.
I've seen pictures. Oh, okay. I know what the man looks like for the most part. I can imagine him 6 inches shorter.
I could. No, there's like a legit picture.
40
of him.
Years younger.
Or he is. I know. I only know him with like, you know, grayish hair. I've never known him as just a brunette.
You know? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Speaking of old guys.
Yeah. Okay.
William James O'Reilly. 2 minutes.
Who's that? William James.
Yeah, Captain William James O'Reilly, pilot of the Hindenburg.
I saw he did some things. The pilot. He's going down.
He is going down, finally.
Gently, of course.
It's fun to watch. It's fun to see Republican news be strangely silent about
it. Dismantled by, yeah.
It's uncanny. It's like just a breeze blows through an empty high school and the lock, like one locker rattles shut. Where are all the children? It's not even summer.
There's nary a whisper.
Nary a whisper or a giggle. The hallways are empty now. There is no more learning. Yeah, they must all be out at the recesses of the school mind.
Of the school mind. Or anything right educated. Mm-hmm.
And we don't have that anymore. Betsy DeVoe is seeing to it. She's slashing. Making slashes cuts. I don't know what she's
tired,
doing. Nobody's heard. I think people have figured out that when you say Betsy DeVoe, Betsy DeVos, I like Betsy DeVoe. It's like Betsy DeVille. Yeah. Betsy DeVoe, when people say, it just makes people angry when they see her stupid smiling face and she knows nothing. Like, the more she smiles, the angrier you get. Her smile worked like perfectly Grinch. On a bunch of Republican white dudes, but then it's like when Oprah tried to start OWN at first and everyone was like, no. No, honey, no. It's too much.
I own this.
It is mine.
I am Orpa.
So, yeah, O'Reilly's down. He apparently was too sexist. Yeah, we don't know why he was. The big question is, why did it take so long? Yeah, it's like he's a terrible zealot, crazy person. Like, but good, finally. That's great. Thank you.
Rest in pieces.
Yeah, rest in piles.
Of shit.
Shit.
Hey, I gotta go.
What?
What?
Yeah. All right, well, we talked about most of the things. Yeah, I'll just throw all this other crap out.
Okay.
Refuse. Refuse. Want to... Wait.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, God. Oh. Yes.